when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. We just got through, in case you tuned into the first hour, that's what I would probably call a hybrid radio show. The United States Ship Liberty Veterans Association picked us, and it's really humbling experience. They picked us out of all the news media outlets in the United States of America. They picked us, and to quote Phil Turney, he said, because we don't back down. We have balls. As a matter of fact, Phil's we'll have that bumper music fired up next week. He wants to play Won't Back Down by Cam in My Ears. What was the name of that fellow who wrote that song? Tom Petty. Thank you, Cam. To Cam, he's one of these young guys. He's got a hell of a mind on him. I tell you, hell of a brain on his head and a hell of a head on his shoulders. There you go. But he donated that show. He's honoring Blood River Radio with that show. He said, because we've got balls, we don't break down, we don't back down. But we didn't take up. Well, I've got to take a little bit of housekeeping chores here because I didn't want to take up the first hour. People, you got to understand the reason I call it a hybrid show. The United States Ship Liberty Association paid in advance for this first hour that we just went to. God bless them. They've honored us so much. I think they've added so much to Blood River Radio. We are usually open up a prayer, but we had a Navy chaplain to open up with the prayer of the first hour. I'll still do that sometimes because I miss doing it. I asked the Navy chaplain, I said, please, I told Phil we wouldn't take up much room with other housekeeping chores. I'm going to get rid of that right now. But I said I would feel like I had to go outside naked if somebody didn't put up with the prayer. So he agreed to. And he was going to do it anyway because he's a chaplain. Well, people, given that, we have to go to our donors. This is kind of a little bit more awkward in case, if you're listening to us. But it's, like I said, we did the prayer the first hour. We have, here's the donors, people. Biscuit in Florida. My Lord, what a staunch supporter. I mean, he's one of the guys we could not make it. And listen, I almost forgot. I've got to read something that he sent. I really do. I'm going to get up as fast as I can. I've got to pull this up. I'm going to go to the rest of our donors. But I've got to read what Biscuit sent us. Now go to here. Here we go. Here's what he said. And you can't buy this. He says, he addresses this to the entire Blood River Radio crew. Hello, Eddie. I sure am looking forward to the big show tonight. It seems for me that 90% or more of the so-called white advocate broadcasters are either controlled opposition or just unable or willing to get down to business or both. You are the only one, Blood River Radio, not just me, who's got the guts to get, as you say, up close and personal with that satanic scum. You're to pro-white radio what Secretariat was to horse racing. Pour it to them, no quarter. Thank God for people like Biscuit. Also, we have another great donor. Who could not love the Adams family in Virginia? Who could not love Pam and Dennis? I love them so much. I'm going to try to visit them. I promised I'd come probably sometime in the early fall before I go to run the New York Marathon. I'm going to try to do that. So thank you so much, Biscuit. Thank you so much, Dennis and Pam. And Jim of Washington State sends me all the pictures of his grandkids and his kids. You can't buy that. When people think that much of you to send the pictures and letters. In fact, I have a letter on my wall with a photograph with a court the great athlete, plays baseball, basketball, going to Nashville to play some high school basketball tournaments. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jim, my buddy from Washington. And Jeff in Utah. Hey, this is right under the nose of the one and only Sam Bushman. Jeff in Utah sends us, he sent a letter. I'm going to save this to when Gene comes on. He addressed this letter specifically to Gene. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to read that when Gene comes on next week. Also, we have Ken in New York. I mean, by God, I bless his heart, he must be going broke. He without these people, though, there wouldn't be no Blood River Radio. We'd be no Liberty News Radio. We'd be nothing like that. You've heard me say that before. Anyway, one more thing at this hybrid radio show. It's kind of Blood River. We're kind of, the way I get it, Blood River Radio is syndicating the Liberty Veterans Association, and Liberty News Radio is syndicating us. So just, if you will, people, I'm sure you'll get used to the difference. But our 2 hours is never ever going to change. Well, that. One more note, Miss Monica Schaefer is going to be coming in at the third hour, and we'll be picking up Miss Tamara Goodwin on the third hour. But hallelujah, hallelujah. Alfred, Monica's brother, was released from prison about 2 days ago. He's supposed to be coming on our show. That would be one hell of a show. But I mean, that guy, you're talking about somebody who would not bow down and kiss Satan's ring. And so that, just in summary, we also have Rand Owens going to be coming on in a few minutes, and we're going to revisit what we did, what Miss Leah McMichael did last week. A lot of stuff we got to cover there. But I would like to respond to some of the stuff that the sailors said right now for a few minutes. I would like to address this gigantic whorehouse in Washington, D.C. called the Capitol Building with all you stinking, filthy, pus-riddled whores in the Congress, in the Senate of the so-called United States of America. You're nothing but a bunch of pedophiles. You're nothing but a bunch of Satan worshipers, a bunch of dope smokers. You're just the filth. You're the scourge of humanity. And I hope with the Russians nuke this country or any damn body else, I hope the very first nuke hits Washington, D.C. Now, the first one I want to hit and take Israel off the face of the earth. I hope they turn Israel into a glass parking lot. And then I hope the second one hits Washington, D.C. and takes out all those filthy, child sodomizing whores that you've never done anything, you never will. And also the third one, I want to hit the damn churches. These stinking whorehouse churches you sit around with your finger up your butt, listening to these worthless piece of crap ministers, these Southern Baptist ministers, these Northern Baptist ministers, these United Methodists, this United Presbyterian. You're nothing but a bunch of Israel worshiping, Jew worshiping whores. You know what? I'm going to say this right here. But you won't raise a finger to help people like the sailors. And that's, you know what, this wasn't just a sailor. They do that all the time. They've done it in the First World War, Second World War, the Lincoln's War against the South. It's the same damn people. It's the stinking Jews. They are the scourge of society, the scourge of humanity. As long as there's two Jews left in this United, in the world, a white man, a Christian, will never be safe. We got to get rid of them. We've got to disassociate ourselves with them. We got to kick them the hell out of this country. We'll never have a minute's peace without them. And you know what? These churches, I hope, by God, I live to see the Jews and the Arabs, who the hell it is, come and bulldoze your damn churches down and build a stockyards on it. And I'm going to say one more thing. I hope the next war, and the next ship that goes down, like the USS Liberty, God forbid, I hope those sailors and Marines that get slaughtered, have their limbs blown, held all over creation. When they put them in those plastic bags, I used to know how many, but I forgot. But I hope they come and dump the body parts out, all mixed together, because Ron Kukol could not identify the various body parts. He had teeth and you know, testicles in a hand here, a finger there, an eyeball here. I hope they come and dump them out on your front porch in your church and say, here, you stupid goyim, you stupid coward goyim, come pick up what's left of your son and your daughter. Because you know what? We don't give a damn how you feel, because we know you don't have the guts, you don't have the brains, you don't have the courage to do anything about it. You're going to keep on licking our butt like you have done ever since it was a fake sand in the box country called Israel. Well, you know what? I despise that these churches, these fake churches, more than I do the damn Israel. And we got to go to a break in just a second, but I'm going to cool off now, and I'm going to go. We're going. Rand has got. He's going to go and take us back to what we did last week. But that's how I feel about this whole damn rotten, stinking country right now, people. I really do. And that's coming from a United States Army veteran. I was drafted. I was a proud effing draftee. And then when I got out, I was a proud effing civilian. Screw the United States Army, United States Navy. The hell with both of them. Go ahead, Rand.
Well, Eddie, glad to be here, but I'd like to respond to what you said. And, you know, this country was founded on a doctrine of the Word of God, natural law, and Christianity. But you see, this country has changed gods over time. Most are nothing more than a bunch of statists worshiping the state. They worship political correctness. They worship the god of convenience. They worship the god of Moloch. They baby killers. Which, praise the Lord for the recent reversal of Roe versus Wade recently. And they worship the god of power and the state of religion. Even, and bless his heart, Phil, he's still worshiping that flag. That flag that ultimately, the people that control the powers of that flag ultimately tried to kill him, or at least they tried to cover up the killing. Well, Lyndon B. Johnson, he tried to kill him, so he was the power.
They were definitely in on it. Rand, you probably hear the music. That's it. We got to go to the first break. Come back to you. Rand, they were in on it. These dirty son of a bitches, these people that worshiped Israel, worshiped the Jews, like LBJ and Robert McNamara, may they burn in hell. They were in on the whole damn thing. People will be right back to the second segment of the second hour. Be right back.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I hope you're enjoying this, what I call a hybrid show, bringing the sailors of the first hour. And if you picked up on my little, I don't like to call it a rant, I like to call it a preaching sermon on the second hour. Blood River Radio is never going to change. You saw that right off the bat. Anyway, we have a great call. We have Miss Lisa calling in from Louisiana. Thank you so much for calling in, Miss Lisa. What's on your mind tonight, dear?
Thank you, and I know probably all of you gentlemen have heard this question over the years and probably have some thoughts on it. For those of us a little bit slower to understanding that the conservatives aren't going to help us, The Republicans aren't going to help us. And, you know, I think many patriotic people went their whole lives thinking that if we just elect the right people, they'll care about our history, they'll care about our culture, they'll care about, you know, promoting our interest as European descendants. But, you know, the longer we go, the more we realize there's no hope in any of that, because I don't know that our country can be saved. And that's where I am now. It's a discouraging thing to have to acknowledge. And I look around and I think it gets more decadent and it gets more evil every day. It gets more financially irresponsible every day. Regional rights are getting more trampled on every day. The South is the whipping boy of the country. We've been that for decades, you know. So I guess just to kind of ask a big question that's very complicated, I'm sure, what direction do we go in to find some kind of salvation in a country that doesn't care about us? And that's and doesn't care, even people that should care about our interests don't. And it's very discouraging, and I think that, you know, thank God we have a faith, because if we didn't, we wouldn't have anything. But it's very discouraging, you know, we're losing our children to this culture. They think we don't know anything. They think we're idiots. And honestly, we're in the right. And I'm so tired of hearing these people on all these talk shows. I like the War Room. I listen to it. But I hear these people on there, and they mention Lincoln all the time, like Lincoln knew anything about anything, and why, you know, how he, you know, that whole war played such a role in the big Federalist Leviathan that we have now. Like, does nobody put this together? Do you not see where all this came from? How we have no power over our own lives anymore. And, you know, my dad, God rest his soul, he died 25 years ago. When I was growing up, he was a huge Southern historian and such an advocate for our history. He said, honey, big government started at the surrender. And now that I'm older, I see what he means. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I just would like y'all's thoughts on, you know, what is our direction going forward? To give us some kind of hope, I guess.
I'll take a stab at that question, and I'll turn it over to Rand. By the way, your father is right. As a matter of fact, there was a Supreme Court justice by the name of Samuel Chase that said that very thing, same thing. He said the states' rights, independent rights, died at Appomattox. We talk about solutions on this show all the time, Ms. Lisa, and thank you for asking that question. First and foremost, we have to have real Christians, not these fake Christians that go into these, what I call, houses of Since You're a Lady, these houses of prostitutions with steeples and crosses on top of them. Most of these people wouldn't know a Christian if it ran over them. But we have to turn back to God. And you named that. You hinted it. It got back to it real close. You said, the nation is getting more evil every day. People are actually taking their children to these so-called gay parades where big, fat, 350-pound men are riding bicycles naked in parades. They're having people having their horrified children, holding them up to them, to letting them touch these faggots, these sodomites. You know, we have to turn to God. And let me give you some hope here, Miss Lisa. God, and this is scriptural, God has never, ever worked through the majority. God has always worked through a very small minority. And the reason for that is because God's strength is magnified in weakness. God, you know, that's always the way it is. He's always used just a few. And this one of our founding fathers, I believe it was John Adams, he said that we never need a majority to get anything done. We need just a small few men that are relentless, never give up. They go about stirring up fires in the hearts of men. That's kind of a paraphrase. We have to, first of all, pray. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up on God just because things are going wrong. Get together with people that think like you do. Get to quote General Michael Hill, my brother Michael Hill, who's the leader of the South. You get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 people that think like you do. Arm yourselves to the teeth. Get survival food, and be ready to take care of business anytime you have to. But yes, you have to get armed. You have to store food, and you have to. Turn back to God, and we have here's what I can't think is key. We all have to get in the streets and raise hell. We have to get on the steps of our local politicians and raise hell, hold signs, call them out for what they are, nothing but a bunch of prostitutes for Israel. And, you know, just make noise and shine light on the evil, and don't back down. You know, What I've been doing, I've been distributing papers for the League of the South on people's doors and the richest papers that I can find. But anyway, I'm going to shut up. But do not, I know it's easy to get discouraged, but pray. Pray, like the Apostle Paul said, pray unceasingly. Rand, what solutions do you have, Rand?
Well, I tell you this, folks, good Southern folks like Lisa, they give me hope, Eddie. They give me hope. They encourage me. She's on point. And that lets me know that there are some people out there that's listening, and they're not asleep, and they're not all in their phone all the time. She's right about everything she said. She's right about the Republicans. You know, they're not coming to save us. The so-called conservatives, they're not coming to save us. She's right about, we have already lost our country. There's no voting our way out of this. No one is coming to our rescue. No one is coming to save us. We can all surely look around and see that appeasement has not worked, but has actually aided to the downfall of our society. It has aided to the downfall of our natural law. And quite frankly, we're now under the laws of the unrighteous and the wicked.
Yes.
And you hit it, Eddie. It's the remnant. It's the remnant that is going to see us through. And like,
you know,
Red,
she also,
I agree with her.
Miss Elisa also said something too. And you second
that. I said that on before. There's so much to undo. There's no shortage of wake up calls right now. There's no shortage of wake up calls to people right now. They can look left, right, they can look east, west, north or south, and they can see a wake up call.
Yes.
And one last thing, I'll give it back to you, Eddie.
Oh, you go ahead.
I'll give it back to you. Take Lisa, and I hope she's still listening. I'll take Lisa and her kind in my foxhole any day.
Damn right. You know, with that, Rand, here's what you said it right. I'm going to read it. Here's a quote from our leader of the League of the South, Dr. Hill. He says, Miss Lisa, this is what Dr. Hill says. Reforming the United States will not work for one simple reason. The most in need of reform control all the institutional avenues to reform the presidency, the Congress, the courts, the bureaucracy, the banks, the media, the educational system, etc. They will not allow themselves to be reformed out of their power, positions, and wealth. It's that simple. So, in a nutshell, I say we have to separate ourselves from this so-called government. Probably getting out on thin ice right with our FBI buddies. But we have to do away with this government one way or the other. This government that we have right now is not serving us. We don't have a government. To quote Dr. Hill, to paraphrase him, we are a nation without a government. We're a nation, we're a people in a geographical area of the same culture. We used to be the same religion, the same language, the same mores, everything. But we do not have a government. So, Lisa, we have to work as hard as we can to get ourselves out of this government. I would invite you to go into the League of the South and look up on the on our website and see what
Absolutely.
We stand for and join us. But thank you so much. God bless you, Miss Lisa. Please call in again sometime soon.
And you know, Eddie, we only have to look any further than the top chief of this so-called United States of America. Look at what we have as a so-called leader. And look at what we have the second to him. And look at what we have the third to him. We're already screwed. We're already screwed. And how people, even like Phil, bless his heart, I love Phil. I know we went through hell. But he still talks about that flag.
Yeah, maybe we can educate him slowly but surely. Well, Rand, we got to go to our... I guess our second break. We'll be right back, Rand. And then I guess we'll shift gears. I got to read a few letters from our donors. And then we'll go into cover with the notes that you have from Miss McMichael, what she was on last week. People, hang on. We'll be right back. We're bottom of the second hour.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin is continuing to dump heavy rains along the coast of South Carolina. The storm currently about 5 miles west of Myrtle Beach with winds of 40 miles an hour. If you're hitting the roads or friendly skies this weekend, you're not alone.
The number of people traveling by car and airline for the 4th of July holiday has climbed near pre-pandemic levels. The easing of COVID-19 restrictions and bottled up Americans are translating into a strong holiday season. AAA says roughly 48 million people in America are moving around by car this weekend. Airlines are seeing over 3.5 million travelers at the nation's airports. Airline delays and cancellations within the United States continue to be a problem for some flyers this weekend, according to FlightAware. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Inflation in food prices is raising concerns of food shortages within the United States. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem blames U.S. government regulation and international control of farms for the inflation on Fox News.
In South Dakota, we grow the world's food. Mm-hmm. It's right there. But because there's so much government intervention, control by conglomerates and even companies that aren't owned in the United States of America, we do have a food crisis on our hands.
Much of the food grown in the United States is shipped overseas. The Biden administration says Russia's war on Ukraine is a major contributor, as the Russian blockade in the Black Sea is preventing grain grown in Ukraine from being shipped internationally. The Mega Millions jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in Friday night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $370 million. USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Oh, bless you, dear, precious Blood River Radio family. I hope you're enjoying this new third hour. It's a little bit different, but I think so far it's going pretty good. I really do. We're going to bring up Rand in just a second. I'm just going to second what I said to our caller. People, I couldn't encourage you too much to go in and check out the League of the South. It is the League of the South is the only organization still standing of its kind. Since Charlottesville, all the other little boys, the little sissy boys on the alt-right, the so-called big bad alt-right, they're all headed for the high grass and disbanded and stuff like that because they heard their mama calling them. But like Dr. Hill said, the United States is beyond reform. If you think you can only reform the United States by voting people in, you're sadly wrong. There is nobody in the stinking Republican Party. They're worse. They're worse than the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party have gone completely over to Satanists. They're not atheists. They worship Satan. And the Republican Party are a bunch of pedophile cowards. And also, I mean, this one thing right here, I was going back to a rifleman's response to Free Magnolia. Here's the reason, another reason why reforming the United States won't work. This guy named William Allsworth wrote this article in the Free Magnolia. He says a rifleman's response. And it's just two sentences here. The reason our rulers don't get along with us is because they don't desire to live in peace with us. They don't want peace with us. They want us friggin' dead. Back to you, Rand.
Reiterate that there's no question in my mind that reform of the United States of America is not possible, nor is it, or let me say this, it should not be desirable to reform the United States of America. We need to start a brand new, we need to build it from the ground up. Now, just real quick, I'd like to take a moment or two to reflect back to what you had brought up about the churches, the modern day churches. Well, you see, we have forsaken God's law here in this country. We have forsaken his natural law. And anytime you do that, you're going to go down the drain. We're going to go down the drain, as Jeremiah mentioned in Jeremiah 2:13, of those broken cisterns. And when they're broken, everything goes through. And when you go, if you're involved in that, you're going to go down the drain with it, whatever's in there. So just to elaborate a little bit more on what you said, most so-called youth programs of most churches are nothing more than entertainment centers. And they're not doing our people the proper justice. They're doing such an injustice by not instilling to them young people, the true word of God, the doctrine of our God. And you really can't tell where the world ends and the church begins. That's where we at with most churches. They're all one. The church has become worldly. Most
it's
churches
worse than that,
today
Rand.
They in,
huh? It's worse than that, Rand. Solomon Gomorrah would blush. But go ahead, Rand.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right, Eddie. I mean, today most churches, they embrace sodomites.
Yes, they do.
They even let them pastor and lead the church. They let a freaking
yes.
sodomite.
Rand,
the
one of
the
biggest, oldest church in the United States. You know what, Rand? You got me fired up, brother. Probably one of the oldest, most blue blood Southern Baptist church in Shelby County, Tennessee, is First Baptist down on Parkway. It is an elite area. It used to be just like Millionaire's Row. It's still an elite church, blue blood. And they have a queer pastor. And they're not ashamed of it. They're proud of it. They advertise it. They welcome it. And we have a church out here that I've tangled with before, Bellevue Baptist Church, about 5 miles from me. And they'll tell you flat out, they don't discourage race mixing. They encourage it. They encourage it, Rand. But, Rand, I guess we ought to hurry up. We need to hurry up and get back. One of the callers sent me that. We need to hurry up and tie it up and get back to the McMichaels. And with that, I've got to read a letter. I don't want to forget that letter. I'm going to cut you off. Let's see. Everybody knows Mr. Buddy Rand. He sent me this thing. You know, he's the one. It may be time at the end of the hour to go back to something else, but we need to go ahead and get Ms. McMichaels out of the way. Not to get her out of the way, but we need to address that. Mr. Buddy sent this letter. He said, here is the letter that was in the American Free Press. I also made an extra copy just in case you want to send one to Mrs. McMichael, which I will. He says, thanks for all you are doing for them on your radio program. You have reached more people than anyone else in having Mrs. McMichael on your show has added so much weight to the cause. Thank you again, buddy. And listen, I won't read the entire letter, Rand and dear Blood River Radio family, but Mr. Buddy, God, I wish I was eloquent. I wish I could write like that guy could. Back when he went to school, they really taught English, and they talk writing and grammar. I've forgotten all of mine. But anyway, he says the title to this letter, this comes from the American Free Press. It says, "As a subscriber working for a new trial for men convicted in Arbery case." And he says, the American Free Press, thanks to his letter that Mr. Buddy sent in, they're going to open up, it looks like, this case, and they're going to start running regular editorials on the McMichaels case. And hopefully, between outlets like American Free Press, Blood River Radio, I'm pretty pessimistic about it, but hopefully, God, if we get enough people wound into this situation, Rand, maybe we can stir something up. Maybe we can. I hope so. But anyway, Rand, I'm not trying to be a general anything, but you said you took a lot of notes. In fact, you were going to bail me out. I had a few notes about the McMichaels case, but go ahead. We need to revisit that because we couldn't possibly cover what we need to cover that 1 hour last week. So do you have your notes available with you there, buddy?
Yeah, Eddie, I can switch over to Ms. McMichael and the McMichael case for sure. And the first thing that I would say concerning that is we hear a lot about precedent, judges and laws on precedent, right? So,
correct.
If we're going to take this case of Travis McMichael and his father, Greg, and the neighbor who filmed what happened, if we're going to take that as a precedent, that tells me as a white man that I better not pull a weapon on a Negro to defend myself or my property. That's the only way that I can see that. But next thing, I'd like to thank Miss McMichael so much for coming on. God bless her. I can't even imagine. Her whole world has been truly turned upside down. And this Vic Reynolds, this head honcho of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the GBI, after, from what I understand, all the state investigations had went forth, and there was no call for arrest of Travis or Greg or their neighbor. Within 24 hours of the Georgia BIA, Vic Reynolds getting involved, they said they had enough for an arrest. And that's when the circus started. You know, she talked about how the protesters was outside, the jury was released every day.
Well, we got to go to our last break for this hour. We'll be right back to you, Rand, as soon as this last commercial breaks up, buddy. We'll be right back. Hold on, dear Blood River Radio family. Be right back.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Well, dear Blood River Radio audience out there, old Jay-Z from AZ, Jim from WA, Dennis and Pam, Biscuit, golly, Phil, I mean, the list goes on and on. Y'all just make me feel so humble. Speaking of humble, I got to toot my horn just a little bit. I know Rand knows about this. Y'all, I got an award. I'm gonna, and don't think I'm arrogant. I really don't feel arrogant, but I'm just damn proud because I hadn't worked any harder than a lot of other people probably. But I wish you could see this award. I'm gonna open it up right now. I gotta get a frame for it. Dr. Hill, the League of the South, sent me this award. It's the Nathan Bedford Forrest First with the Most Award. It's presented to Eddie Miller for active and aggressive promotion of the cause of Southern independence. Awarded this third day of June, AD 2022, at the 2022 League of the South National Conference, Lake City, Florida, signed by Michael Hill for the Board of Directors. You know, we have another. So that's two people on Blood River Radio that's got, last year, just, and I'm just so proud. I was awarded the Robert E. Lee Award. Well, Gene Andrews also got awarded the Nathan Bedford Forrest Award. So that's two out of two. And, Rand is harder worker than any of us. He's a trooper. He's a guard. He's the head of the Alabama League of the South. I'm so damn proud to be working with the League of the South. So proud for us to be working for the – so go ahead, Rand.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Eddie, but
– No, you go ahead. You can never interrupt.
But you can call that three because over the last almost 20 years, I've received several of those rewards, and I'm proud of it. I really
damn
am.
Right.
And I know I know how you feel about receiving them. So,
all three.
Hey, much deserved to you, my brother Eddie.
Well, same to you, brother. I found my niche. I found my group with the League of the South. The only group left standing I know of, we got the Klan, but you know what? We're so much more combative and militant than the Klan. We get in the streets and raise hell. We raise hell and shine light. We kick ass. The Klan, bless their heart, they're a lot more, I wouldn't say intellectual, they're more studious, more culturally sensitive. They don't want to wreck, they're kind of wanting to lay low. I'm afraid that they think they're mistaken in thinking that the things are going to get better. Things are not going to blow over. If they was going to blow over, it's the tidal wave of Satan's going to blow over there. But I got us led astray there. I'm sorry, Rand, but you go ahead. I hope you don't leave out the fact.
No, that's fine.
You go ahead.
I wanted you to talk. We're going to talk about, this McMichael last week. I just want to remind everybody, and if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to the archives and, and take to heart of what Brother Eddie Miller said during one of those segments with Miss McMichael. And he ended the segment by saying, "I hope you ain't next." And that, man, that should ring so through and through to all of our people. Because this same exact thing, and if you don't think it can't happen to you, you're going to live in a little hut somewhere, secluded back like some little insect that's went into the ground. This could happen to any of us at any time. Just for protecting our property, just for defending ourselves, just for not allowing some beast to be rude to us, and acting out of an ungentleman way. These arrests of these three people and the Kangaroo Court, the GBI, the whole deal, their sentences, life. They're never going to get out of jail if something isn't reversed. If that isn't, and I mentioned this earlier about there wasn't a shortage of wake-up calls. I mean, we have wake-up calls that are talked about every Saturday here on this radio program. And there's no shortage of them, people. We have wake-up calls like the McMichaels. We have the wake-up calls like the USS Liberty. My
Big
goodness,
time.
If they do that against their own soldiers, my goodness, they would do anything. So we just have to take all that to heart, and it's just such an injustice, Eddie.
Yes, it is.
And I hope that there will be some justice done, as you mentioned earlier. I hope that we can get some other people involved. Just like Phil hopes that he can get more people involved. And by the way, I'd like to say we've had two excellent callers tonight.
We hit. Really good.
The owl fell up from Delaware, I think.
In Maryland.
Is it Maryland?
He's from Maryland.
Okay. Al and Lisa. I mean, those are the kind of people that keep me going. Because I have to be honest, I'm human, and I'm sure everybody that's in this struggle. I mean, some days I ask myself, why in the hell am I doing this?
Almost about three times a night.
You know, why don't I just live out the rest of my life, enjoy my grandchildren, don't worry about whatever, just don't worry. Why? But it's just something deep in me that won't let me go there. And praise the Lord for it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for it. I don't want to go there. I never want to go there to that place of worshiping complacency, convenience, comfort, and I'm just thankful for that.
You know, hey, Rand, hey,
can I do something real quick? This is a 4th of July, and I'm getting off track here now. Forgive me, brother.
Sure, go ahead.
Since it's a 4th of July weekend, I'd like to take a moment to say my national anthem, if I could.
Go to it. Go for it.
Flag of Alabama, I salute thee. To thee I pledge my allegiance, my service, and my life. And you know, Eddie, the flags that I honor and put faith in, as far as flags and banners, all have the St. Andrew's cross on.
Yes, absolutely. you know, absolutely, you're dead on that flag. It might have been great at one time, but it hadn't, since 1860, it hadn't been worth a damn. I'm going to point out a few things, Rand, before we leave the Mac Michaels. I'd like to point out to people that the trial down there was a kangaroo court from the get-go. The judge was in, I mean, he had a moment of silence for Ahmaud Arbery to start the case. At the start of the trial, he says, we had a moment of silence for a young man, a young dreamer, whose life and dreams were cut short. Then they had the black, if you people remember, if you listened to the show last week, and like Rand said, please go back and listen to our archives, the second hour of last week's show. But they had the black family actually overrule the prosecuting attorney and said the prosecuting attorney was going to go before the grand jury, and you're supposed to get an indictment from the grand jury before you arrest anybody. The niggas said that they didn't want it. No, we don't want no stinking grand jury. We don't want no stinking law. We want them white honkies arrested. And then in the sentencing, when they're going to send them to a federal prison where they'd be safer, no, the niggas said, no, we're not. We don't want them white honkies in no federal prison. We want them in the state prisons where we can kill them. And I'm going to get, and that's true. I'm going to give one more solution before we run out of time. Another solution, when Lisa called in to from Louisiana, here's another solution. If you have any relatives that are contemplating, if they're young, going in the Army, the military, especially the Army and the Marines, tell them, get them to wake up. Do not join this Jew World Order military. The military nowadays, people, is nothing but a bunch of hired guns. That's all they are. That's all the hell they are. They're not protecting the country. They're not protecting anything except the Jew World Order, the international bankers. Tell them to get the hell out of there and go. If you have any bases close to you, encourage people, you know, to get out, desert, you know, put in for early out, anything. Stop serving the damn beast. Back to you, Rand.
They're cannon fodder, Eddie. They're not even hired killers, really. They're just cannon fodder. They don't care how many of them they get killed. And probably, ain't no probably to it, but the more white young men that get killed, the better in their outlook, in their scheme.
That's what they're trying to do. That's exactly what they want. It's the same. That's just like, I know we talked about the Ukraine and Russia. That's what's behind that Jew president in the Ukraine, and most of their people in their political establishment there are Jews. They're trying to get as many whites killed as possible. That's what they want. There's even talk about Israel settling in the Ukraine. You know, and I'll reiterate, if we do have a nuclear war, I hope the first two bombs, I hope the first nukes takes out Israel and turns Israel into a glass parking lot. Then I hope it gets Davos, the Bilderbergers, Washington, D.C., and the Southern Baptist Convention headquarters. I would laugh my butt off. I would almost be willing to ride one of those damn missiles down. I know that may be rhetorical, but I despise these people. I despise these white cooks, Rand, that turn on their own race, that go out and buy these Negroes and at the detriment of their own children. I despise these whores in these established churches that worship the Jews, they worship Israel, and they're too damn stupid to breathe. They're too stupid to think they can both, you know, they don't want to vote their way out of this. Hell, most of them think we're doing good, Rand. Rand, we're almost out of time. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour in our Blood River Radio audience. Would you like to say a few words before we go to the third hour, Rand?
You brought back up the Southern Baptists again, and I just like to say, you know, we talked about them having sodomites in leadership positions, and they are most certainly not going to take a stance on anything against this critical race theory junk.
Hell, not to mention,
they're not going to take a stance against political correctness. And most certainly not going to take a stance against social justice. And you can go on and on. I hear the music, Eddie. I've enjoyed it, bro.
Well, hang on. Come back. We'll probably be an opening somewhere at the end of this third segment. Miss Monica Schaefer is going to be coming out, and so is Miss Tamara Goodwin. People, hold on. We're going to pick up Miss Tamara Goodwin. She's going to talk about the prisoner still in jail in Virginia from the Battle of Charlottesville. And we've got picking up Miss Monica Schaefer with her big announcement. Be right back.